Let's review Erev and Daf Ayin. Boy minei Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba whether one has to be mivatal rishus to each and every member of the chatur. It's enough to only explicitly be mivatal rishus to one person. We assume he means to be mivatal to everybody. So Rabba answered that sarach levatal lekol echad ve'echad. It's necessary to be mivatal to each and every person. The rest of Amud Aleph is dedicated to explaining a brisa which provides seven halachos of bittul rishus and may help us prove whether Rabba is correct. Somebody who didn't join in an Erev can be mevatel rishus to somebody who did join in the Erev. Abaye points out that this line seems to prove that you don't have to be mevatel rishus to everybody who joined the Erev, because clearly there's another person involved who had joined the Erev, and it still suffices to be mevatel rishus to only one person. Clear proof against Rabba. According to Abaye, the entire chiddush of this line is to teach the one who does not have to be mevatel rishus to everybody. So Rabba, hacham mayaskinan, Dahava Umis. Rabbi would answer that the Brisa might be speaking where the other party in the Erev had died. So all the person can do is to be mevatel rishus to the only surviving participant in the Erev. Although later parts of the Brisa are clearly talking about a case where all the participants are alive, Hakadisa, each part of the Brisa may be speaking about slightly different cases. The Chiddush of this line is that when the person has died, we still allow bittul rishus to the surviving participant, and we don't make a gezeira lest you come to be mevatel rishus to only one person, even when there are more people involved in the Erev. Second line of the Brisa is that two people who joined in an Erev can be mevatel rishus to one person who didn't make an Erev, and we don't penalize the person who didn't make the Erev by not allowing him to carry at all in the Chatzer. Third line, Shnaim Shal Irvu, Nosam Rishus and Lashaim Shirvu. Two people who did not join in an Erev can be mevatel rishus to two others who did join. Rabbi uses this line to prove that it's necessary to be mevatel rishus to every participant in the Erev, because it only permits carrying when being mevatel to two people who made the Erev. Abaye explains that maybe when it says he's mevatel l'shnayim, it just means he's mevatel rishus to one of the two participants, but not necessarily to both. The chiddush this line is that we don't make a gezeira that two people cannot be mevatel rishus, lest people be mevatel to them. Fourth line, Ola echad shelo irev. Two people who did not join the Erev can also be mevatel rishus to one person who did not join, and we don't penalize them for all having neglected to join the Erev. Fifth line, Avalo echad shirev, nosem rishus ola echad shelo irev. One person who did join the Erev cannot be mevatel rishus to one person who didn't make an Erev. Sixth line, Ve'ein shnayim shirevu, nosem rishus ola shayim shelo irevu. Two who joined in the Erev may not be mevatel rishus to two others who did not join. This means that even if one of these two who received the bittul rishus turned around and was mevatel rishus to the other, it does not work because at the time that the other residents were mevatel rishus to him, he was not permitted to carry in the chatzer. In the last line of the braisa says, two people who did not join in the Erev may not be mevatel rishus to two others who did not join in the Erev. This teaches that even if the others told one of the two who didn't join in the Erev, kini al menas lahaknos, make a kidney in order to transfer the rights to the other guy who didn't join in the Erev, still not going to work. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Yoresh Maushe Yvatal Rishus, can somebody who inherited a property on Shabbos be Mevatel Rishus to the other members of the Chatzer since he's an extension of his father? Or do we assume that anybody who could not have joined the Erev before Shabbos could not be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos? Samalei, Ani Omer Mevatel, Vahani Debei Shmuel Tanu Ein Mevatel. Rav Nachman said that he personally holds that Yoresh can be Mevatel, but the students of Shmuel held that he cannot. The Gemara brings two brises to prove against Rav Nachman. First, Zach Klal, Kol Shemotu L'Mitzvah Shabbos Hutu L'Kol Shabbos. Anything that's mutter for part of Shabbos is mutter for the entire Shabbos. Like when an Erev joins two Chatzeres through a door or window that gets closed up on Shabbos, or a Mavui whose Koro or Lechi is removed. The Kol Shemotu L'Mitzvah Shabbos Nesu L'Kol Shabbos. Anything also for part of Shabbos is also for the entire Shabbos. Like when Goyim built Mechitzos on Shabbos in an area that had previously only had two walls, or when the non-Jewish resident of the Chatzer who had not rented his Rishus dies on Shabbos. The Braisa concludes that the exception to these rules is when one is Mevatel Rishus, and the Chatzer becomes permissible in middle of Shabbos. But this clearly implies that only the actual resident, and not his inheritor, is entitled to be Mevatel Rishus. So, Eima Chutz Mitoras Bittul Rishus. Maybe the Braisa just meant that the concept of Bittul Rishus is the exception, whether it's done by the resident himself or the Yorish, but the Yorish really can do. Second, if a man who owns a house in the Chatzer but doesn't live there dies and bequeaths the house to one member of the Chatzer after Shabbos had already begun, the Chatzer will be Aser. The Gemara proves from here that a Yorish cannot do Bittul Rishus because it doesn't mention that option. So, my Oser Nami Dikhtani Achei Vatel. The Gemara answers that maybe the word Oser in this context means that it's only a problem until the Yorish is Mevatel Rishus, but we do allow him to be Mevatel Rishus.